Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Nun Vav. And we continue here in the second to last daf of the seventh parak. Parak Ma'osh Shenimsu. If one finds money on the member between the shofaros, and the last point we made was discussing issues of the special carbon that's given by the Kohen Gadol each day. And we ended up with the fascinating question of when if the Kohen Gadol becomes Kohen Gadol on the first day that he does the Avoda, how many karbanos does he have to bring? Right? He becomes a Kohen Hedyot, or does he just skip that stage and he just becomes a Kohen Gadol? And he has to bring his daily. How many does he have to bring? So the Arsameach pointed out that that seems to be a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Menachos says three. Our Gemara here, Nun Hei Amabez, here in the Arsameach called it the end of the seventh parak of Yerushalmi Shkalim. Right, he didn't have our dafim or any dafim. He says two. Right, so that's the machlokes. Could be about how do you look at his his formulation is, are the avnates the same? But that might mean, are they the same? Are they a quantitative or a qualitative jump? That that might explain the machlokes. Okay, so let's get into the towards the bottom of Nun Hei Amid Beis. Tufine. Is the lashon that's used by the to describe the chavitin. Tufini, some of the word from the word ne'efret, the word baked. The pasuk says al machavas bashemen, on a like a pan in oil, te'ase murbeches to Vienna. It should be brought. Tufine min chaspitim takriv reich lichok lashem. So it mentions oil, and it mentions oil means reflective of frying, and tufine is a reflection of baking, afia. So we'll get to which is it, but at least tufine means some type of bake. So that's an unusual word. What does tufine mean? So Gemara is going to have a couple of drushes. Bishas hava, well, first of all, the Gemara says, bishas hava tufine vein bishak was tufine. One has to bake it at the time that you bring it, not earlier. Sometimes avodas can be done earlier, and you do the preparatory stages earlier, and then you just have to do the hava now. But this Gemara is saying that, no, you can't bake it too early. It has to be baked on the day of. On the day of, you see the carbon aida, tufine, ksiv morbechas tiviena, tufine, v'kadarish, bishas hava, because they have the lashon of tiviena right next to the word tufine. So you have to bake it at the time that you bring it. Avaloba lailash lafanav, you can't do it earlier. You can't bake it earlier. You have to bake it that day. That day. Sometimes you try to. It's a busy time, so the Kohen Gadol has a lot to do. Whatever. Maybe one day he could do whatever avoda he wants on any day of his choice. Let's say he wants to do the baking earlier. No, it has to be done that day. what is done earlier? So the Kohen might wash their hands very early. The Trumas Hadeshen is the first quote unquote avoda. It might not be called an avoda. There's the Trumas Hadeshen and the Hotzas Hadeshen. Remember Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Sav quotes Chazal that even if the Trumas Hadeshen might require big day kahuna, but the Hotzas Hadeshen does not. Because you don't want to the begadim sheh, mazak kos larabo is not the same begadim that you take out the quote unquote the garbage, if you want to call it that. But that's the Trumas Hadeshen is the early avoda. I think Rav Hirsch points out an interesting ha'ara about Trumas Hadeshen is the first avoda because it's the connection between yesterday's avoda and today's avoda. Because what do you do by Trumas Hadeshen? I pick up the ashes from yesterday's avoda that burned all day and I bring them and I put them next to the Mizbeach. I make a pile there on the east side of the ramp when I come down the ramp. And then I start doing, I do the Hotzah every couple of whatever it's needed. So the Trumas Hadeshen is really connecting it's the transition. It's the connecting yesterday and today. And there's a lot of Musar and Hashkafe in that you can only build today on, on the heels of yesterday and, building on the foundations of yesterday, looking towards tomorrow. Again, that's the message of the Trumas Hadeshen. You don't start afresh, anew, and nothing to do with yesterday. No. The first thing you do is the Trumas Hadeshen, which is building on yesterday's, karbanos. And then you get into today's. Okay, that's the word first drasha of tufine. Says the Gemara, v'hataninan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Tamid, in the first parak, which describes all of the avoda, I said that was done every day in the base of Mikdash. Vatanin and Hamidu Oso Chavitin Lasos Chavitin. Doesn't it say there that, you know, early in the morning when they were going around, while it was still dark out, they got the ones who made the chavitin to make the chavitin. That sounds like before Amun HaShachar. Am Reb Chiya Bar Adda, la'asos chamin l'revucha. Right, that's just to make the, boil up the water. So you got the hot water because the chavitin had to be scalded with hot water. So you need hot water, so you had to warm up the water to be able to have it for that process. So that's what you could do. You could do the heksher beforehand, but that's not part of the baking. The baking had to be done on the day, but it says morbeches, right, and that's, tells us for the word revucha. So, we know that Itziv writes in Parsha Zosa Bracha, and the Itziv has this famous commentary on the She'iltos, that Itziv made the She'iltos famous, and the She'iltos was written by one of the Gaonim, and, the Nitziv wrote a number of commentaries on books that weren't as popular, but now people learn them because the Nitziv wrote a commentary on them, including the Shultos, that's the most famous. He also, on the Sifri that we mentioned yesterday, he wrote the Emek HaNitziv on the Sifri and others. So there he wrote the Hemek She'ela, the last Hemek She'ela, which is Al Seder HaParsha, two or three entries on every Parsha. He talks about Hechsher Mitzvah, and he talks about two different types of Hechsher Mitzvah. Right, there's a Gemara in Menachos which notes that at least there's a Havamina that you should make a bracha on tying the tzitzis to the baged. That's a Havamina. Right, the Havamina that you should make a bracha when you write mezuzahs. Right, we don't. Right, we hold that the halacha is that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Only if it's the making it is not the final stage of the mitzvah, then you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on the writing of the mezuzah, but on the affixing the mezuzah to the door. You don't make a bracha on baking the matzah, right? Or any of the preparatory stages of a mitzvah, tying the tzitzis on. Yeah, I'm wearing the tzitzis. But the Nitziv notes that that gemara, there's no havamina there to make a bracha on sharpening the knife to do bris milah. There's no havamina to make a bracha on that heksher mitzvah, on that preparatory stage. The only ones are tzitzis and mezuzah and the like, which are what he coins the category of a heksher mitzvah haksuva batorah, a preparatory stage that the Torah mentions. So then that has special significance. And you might have said, you have to do it anyway, of course. Wear tzitzis. You have to make tzitzis. The Torah didn't have to say va'asu lehem tzitzis. But the fact that the Torah says it, means it has special status. What mitzvah is he talking about there in Kuf Samach Tes and in She'iltos? Sukkah. Because the Shilto says there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Build a sukkah? It's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, not a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Aye. But the Torah says, Chag HaSukkahs Tasa Lecha. We darshan from there, not just make for yourself a holiday, but make for yourself a sukkah. So that's why has a special status. Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv B'Torah. L'may Nafkamina, you might say, Osei B'Mitzvah Patur Ben HaMitzvah. By a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv B'Torah. You might say, Mitzvah Bo Yosemi B'Shlucho. By a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv B'Torah. Right? Marriage. If you hold like the Rosh, that getting married is not a mitzvah itself, but it's only a preparatory stage for the mitzvah against the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to get married. But if you say getting married is just a preparatory stage, but the Torah says it, ki kachish isha, right? So that's why the one of the only two mitzvahs in all of Shas where we apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho is by Kiddushin. Right? That's where you have it, beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. So that's what the Nitziv says. You would apply that only by a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah that the Torah goes out of its way to mention. So mitzvah b'yom b'shlucho, osik mitzvah b'dar mitzvah. The havamina to make a bracha is only by a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. You wouldn't have that by other hechsher mitzvahs. And one more, he says maybe that's the pshat, many pshatim. We could have a whole shiur on this of the Chazal. Ratzak Hashem Baruch Hu lezachos es Yisrael l'fikra chibur l'Torah mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to give us merit, and therefore He gave us a lot of mitzvahs. So ask all the Mefarshim, from Rishonim to Achronim, what do you mean He gave us more mitzvahs? There are an exact number of mitzvahs. And there's not more, there's not less than it's supposed to be. The Torah was written before the world was created. We know exactly, what do you mean He gave us more mitzvahs than they're supposed to be? They're supposed to be 613. That's the mitzvahs. Tarei mitzvahs. So what does it mean that here Ba'alem Torah mitzvahs? So there are many pshatim to that statement. But the Nitziv in that piece says, hereba, there are mitzvahs, and then he wrote the heksher mitzvahs that he didn't have to write, because you have to do them anyway. You have to do the mitzvah, you have to do the heksher mitzvah. But he wrote it in the Torah to give them special significance, to treat them ki'ilu they are mitzvos, and that's where the ribuy is. Here, Balaam Torah mitzvahs, he says, maybe he's referring to the heksher mitzvahs. So what is all that background doing to us? So there's a heksher mitzvah here for the chavitin. You have to bake the chavitin, and you have to scald the chavitin. What about warming up the water? So it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to cook the water, but it references hot water, right? Murbeches. So I'm not sure if that would be called a heksher mitzvah haksuva batorah. It's definitely mentioned, but not Balashan Sivui, like all the other ones, Uchsavtam, Ba'asulahem, Taseh, but it's mentioned, but it's a semi-Heksher Mitzvah Ksuvah Batara. Okay, let's continue. Tufine, next Rasha of Tufine, the word, Rav Yasa B'Shem Rav Chanina. So as we just mentioned, it has to be scalded and it has to be baked, both of these processes. Which order did it go in? Right, because we have Murbeches, right, al-machmas bashem min teyasim murbeches, which sounds like frying or scalding. And then it says the word tufine, minchas chavitin, minchas pitim. So says the Gemara, machlokas, it's a machlokas amaram, which we're then going to say is a machlokas tanoim, about what the order is. Do you fry and then bake? Or do you bake is called dry heat. That's baking. Or do you bake and then dry? So Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, mitagno v'yachar kach ofosa. So the first opinion is first you fry it, mitagno, you scald it, and then you bake it. Then you bake it. Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, ofosa v'yachar kach mitagno, the opposite. Right? First you bake it and then you fry it. Says the Gemara, maybe it's connected to the following two fine, explains the Karbana Eda, how do you read that word? Tufine, tuafena, na. Bake it, na, when it is already semi-prepared. What do we know na from? By Karban Pesach. Al tochlu mimenu na, and na meant semi-prepared, semi-cooked, not raw. Because I'll say semi, le Karban Eda here says, klomar tehemu vushal ksas velo kol tzarcha. V'haynu tiguns, that means, you know, bake it when it is already semi-prepared, when it's been scalded already. It's semi-fried. Sometimes you fry. I know my wife makes this some kind of chicken that you fry the chicken a little bit, like it's not really edible yet. And then you bake it after you like do something else. It's like two stages. So it's like you fry it. So that makes it a little bit of semi-prepared. And then so that's tufine tufena na. Bake it when it's ready na semi-prepared. That's the shita that says frying before baking. Rebbe Omer, tufena, we're going to change that word from racha to noe. Tufena, bake it, noe, when it is still beautiful. What does that mean? When you fry it, it becomes a little darkened and burned. So it doesn't look beautiful anymore. The Gemara is darshening. So that's showing that first you bake it. Bake it when it's still beautiful and the dough is clean and white. So tufena, noe. We're going to change the girsa to that word. And then once we're here, we have a third day up. Rabbi Dosa Omer Tufena Reba. That's the Lashon of the Gemara elsewhere. Reba, many times, we'll see Rabbi Dosa holds like both of the opinions. He holds the Na and he holds the Na. So he says, bake, fry, bake. Right, he says both of them. You have to bake it when it's clean and white. That's Tufena Reba. You see the Tikkun Chadin says, Afios Harbe, Ofe, Umetagna, Va'ofe. And the Gemara Menachas explains, De Islei Travayu. Right, he owes both of them. Isle na, mishamachi ofe acharatigun. He owes the drush of na, which is after the frying. Isle na'e, mishamachi ofe tchila. That's why you bake it first. Upirish Rashi, menachasha, maisi olish nachrini. Okay, Rashi quotes another idea. But those are the three deis. How do you dash on the word tufine? Is the tufine na, which means after you bake it, after it's semi-prepared, you fry it first. Or tufine na'e, you bake it when it's beautiful, when it hasn't been darkened yet, and that means you bake it first before the frying, or tufene riba, lots of baking, meaning both of those. So now the Gemara says, this way, how you darshan the psukim, and the tufine is a parallel to the machlokas amaram that we started off with. Asyan, ilain, plugsa, kihinein, plugsa. So this machlokas is parallel to this machlokas. And we're going to flip the words here, just to fit into how we explained it. Mandamar tufine no'e. The one who says that you have to bake it when it's still nice and clean. Kamanda amar ofe v'yacharkach betagna. So yeah, just flip the words. Right, that's the opinion that says first you bake it and then you fry it, because it's got to be clean. when you bake it. Manda amar tufine noah. But according to the one that says tufine noah after it is semi-cooked, kemanda amar betagna ve'osa ve'achar kach ofe. That's like the opinion that says first you fry it and then you bake it. So machlokas tanoim and a machlokas amoraim, what exactly is the order of things in this process? But it is two different processes, the frying and the baking. Right, there are two different processes. So that comes up in Hilchos Shabbos too. Right? The Chumrah of the Yireim. The Chumrah of the Yireim was Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. And, one of the Bali Atosfos. And he's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Yud Chesif Hei. Yesh Mi Sheomer. Yesh, some say. But if there's a Yesh Mi Sheomer, generally we pass in that way. See, in the Baragola, who's the Yesh Mi Sheomer? Tur B'Shem Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. Right? It's the Yireim. So sometimes, to look, sometimes in Achronim, when Reish Aleph Mem is quoted, it often means Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Like in the Sifsei Chachamim, when it quotes Reish Aleph Mem, it's Mizrahi, one of the classic commentaries on Rashi. But in the Rishonim, when you have Reish Aleph Mem, like Rishonim quoted Reish Aleph Mem, like the Rashba, the Ritva, it's Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. That's one of the Bali Atosfos, the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. So what does he quote? Yesh Bish Omer, the Dover Shene'efe O Nitzle, something that is baked or roasted on Shabbos. In bishlo achar kach b'mashke, if it is then cooked in liquid, yesh bo mishum bishol. Wow, this is called, usually we paskin, ein bishol achar bishol. That's the principle, ein bishol achar bishol. But the Yireim comes up with a chiddush, that's only if you're doing the same process, the same way you're cooking it. Wet heat and wet heat, dry heat, I don't know, if you have noodles, right, noodles were cooked and then you put the noodles in boiling hot soup, ein bishol achar bishol. Noodles were cooked once in water, and then you put it into soup, and that's liquids. That's ein bishol achar bishol. But if you, I don't know, if you bake schnitzel, and then you put it on top of the crock pot to warm up, that's dry and dry. Both of those. But if you would switch something, I don't know, if you cook something dry, and then you, boil it, on Shabbos, put it into something boiling, into a kli rishon, so that could be a problem. That's, right, if you have, matzah, or baked, the bread croutons, right, which are baked, right, often croutons are deep fried is called cooking in halacha, like the yellow, like the soup nuts, that's deep fried, and therefore there's no issue putting that into a kli rishon. But if you have baked, healthy, cubes of bread, those kind of croutons, that they're only baked, and then you want to put them into soup. So again, if it's a bowl on your table, then, and used a ladle to take it out from the soup, then it's probably called the kli shlishi. And therefore, if you rely on the Rav Moshe, but if not, let's say you want to put the croutons into the soup pot for some reason, before you serve it, a kli rishon shehuser me'al ha'esh, so that could be an issue of bishol achar afia. And this Yireim says, yesh lahachmir, where the processes are different. Like our Gemara talks about the two different processes as of afia and tigun, flipped. And that's what he says. Yesh b'mishum bishol. The aser litein pas afilu b'kli sheni shayatz aledes bo. The yesh batirin b'kli sheni yesh b'kilan afilu b'kli rishon. It says the Ramah v'nogel izar lechadchila. Shlo litein pas afilu b'kli sheni kozman shayatz aledes bo. So we're machmer lechadchila about this. Nachol lihi zoher. Okay, but it's based on this Yireim, the Yireim in, I think I brought the Yireim here, the Yireim in Simen Reish Ayin Dalet. Where does he get this from? That this ain't Bishol Achar Bishol, but, so he quotes, from the Sugyas in, by Matzah, right? By Matzah. If I have Matzah and then I cook the Matzah, it removes the Shei Matzah, right? If you soak the Matzah, the Gemara says, Yotzin Burakik Hasharui, right? You're Yose by the soaked, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotzin Burakik Hasharui, you have a lo bimavushal. If you cook matzah, then it loses its status of matzah, says Rabbi Yossi. So that's the Yireim's Raya. So you see, cooking after baking changes status. Right? The Chi says, Pirish, Gabi matzah lechem ksiv, eino nikra lechem, ela afui, v'lo mevushal, ukeshe bishlo achar afi, also nikra mevushal. Diish bishlo achar afiya, v'udinami tzlo v'achaka bishlo, diish bishlo achar tzli, v'chulu. So that's the sheet of the Yireim. The Ravya, other Rishonim, argue, the Ravya, quotes for Shamati Relazmi Metz, and he says, Vlad Milsi, I don't think that's, I think matzah might be different, because matzah is a special din of Tam Matzah Befiv. Valeka. You need the tam matzah in here, the tam. So it's a major machlokas rishon, and more machmor lechadchila, for sure. It could be also, I remember seeing this, maybe b'shem Rav Yashiv, that it's only if there's really a difference in the process, like it makes a difference. Like I said, if you cook matzah is going to be different than it was. But I remember someone asked me a long time ago, and let's say you deep fry schnitzel, right? You put schnitzel in a pan, and it's under the oil. If you have just a little bit of oil, that's called frying. But if it's under, let's say you fill up the nice oily schnitzel, and it's under the oil, so it's called deep fried, and then you want to heat it up Shabbos morning, and you want to put it on top of the pot or the crock pot or something. So is that going to be called tigun tzli achar bishul? And that's a problem? Right? Many people do that. Right? Many people do that. Or, I don't know, let's say you have meatballs. You made meatballs in a sauce. And it's called liquidy because it's like covered in the sauce. And now you can't warm up the sauce in the morning. You just want to warm up the meatballs into a place that's actually lesbos. You put the meatballs in a tin foil and you warm it up. So is that going to be a problem? So I think B'shem Rav Yashiv, they said, warming up, that's not changing anything. Right? Even when the Iran was machmer by the bishul acharfi and afi achar bishul, that's where there's a real change in the item. But here it's clear, the schnitzel is the schnitzel. And when you warm it up, that's, this dry heat is really changing from what it was after it was deep fried. It's not really, so even if we're machmer for bishul acharfi and afi achar bishul, it could be that that's not considered, you know, anything. Heating something up where it's not really changing the essence of what happened, you know, that's not going to be a problem. Okay. I want you to ask the local posik. That's just some ideas relating to our sugi here, where we talk about the two different types of preparation. Vayter, kohen gadol shemes v'chul. So if you remember, the Mishnah that we quoted talks about the minchas chavitin, and if the kohen gadol dies, who has to supply the afternoon one, or until they appoint a new kohen gadol. But we also quoted earlier the Mishnah in Menachos about if the kohen gadol dies, then a replacement kohen gadol has to take over and give the afternoon one. But he has to bring a whole one, they split it in half. So the Mishnah only spoke about if the Kohen Gadol dies. Ask the Gemara. There's a brisa. Lo sota v'shemes. Not only if he dies. So what is that including? Not only if he dies. Even if what? There are two options. Ela afilu nitma, even if he became tame, which is only a temporary problem. Meaning even if he became tame, the substitute Kohen Gadol is going to bring the minchas chavitin, the other half. Or maybe not. Maybe he'll only come in if there's a permanent problem. Maybe vafilo nitchem imum. Maybe it's only if he got a mum. He got a blemish. He's done. He can't be the Kohen Gadol anymore because he has this type of mum. Maybe that's what's comparable to dead, because then he's not coming back. But maybe nitma, maybe you wouldn't say this. You wouldn't say that the other Kohen comes in and does it for him. That's how the Tikkun Chatatin understands this Ibaya, on the left side, on the fifth line. O nitche mimum dafka ka'amrit. V'yachin karmel osof davar shemesel afilu nitche mimum namidin achi. Avo nitma kivan dahadar chazi lo dami lemes. Maybe nitma is not the same. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Taner of Yudib ben Pazi de Bardalia afilu nitche mimum. Right, the Braisa only quotes the nitche mimum. Does not quote the nitma. Right, so we think that's bedafka. Again, this is how the Tikkun Chatatin reads the Gemara, that this is an answer. We think it's bedafka where he is permanently removed and not where he is only nitma. Period. Minayin l'kohen gadol shemeis v'lo minu achar tachtav, kohen achar tachtav. So now we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokas tanom, if you remember, who has to supply. Right? This was, remember we had in the Mishnah, the seven tnai bezdins. Right? The seven tnai bezdins, one of them was, if the kohen gadol dies, who supplies the other half of the minchas chavitin, either the tzibur or the yarshim. That was a machlokas. So we're going to have this machlokas quoted again here. So how do you know if the kohen gadol dies, lo min yachad dat, and there's no other kohen gadol yet, he minchas akrevim mishal yarshim. How do you know? Tamalomar mi banav yeoses. That's not the pasha pshat of the pasuk, right? The pasuk says, vakohen ha-mashiach tachtav mi banav, the kohen that comes from the children of Aaron, yaaseosa chagolam. But we darshin, mi banav yaseh, from the children, from the yarshim, yaseh. Yochel yivenel chatzon, you might think that if the Kohen Gadol comes in the afternoon, he only has to bring a half. Only a half of an Yisaron. Because half of the Yisaron was ready brought in the morning. No. Tamalomar osa. Kula amarti divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You have to bring a whole one, then split it in half. And as we said, the two halves are avad. Half from the morning and half from the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Shimon Omer Eino Ba'al Lemishal Tzibur. It's from the Tzibur, right? It's one of the Tanai. That's because of the Tzibur. Shenamar Chak Olam. And we darshan from Chak Olam, Mimisha Brio Shalo. It's a chok from the one who owns the Olam. From the one who is in charge of the Olam. So, and the Pnei Moshe explains that the Tzibur is connected to Hashem. Right? It's not an individual. The Tzibur, you see on the top? Chak Olam Darish Mishel Ha'olam. Vizel Mishel Tzibur. Shein Kulon Hashem. Because the tzibur belongs to Hashem, shekol abrios va'olam ein shalo. All of the tzibur belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he quotes the pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, ki mimcha hakol umiyadcha nasnu lecha. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Again, both of these are not pashup shot, whether it comes from the Yerushim or it comes from the tzibur. We continue darshaning, kalil taktar, right? This minchas chavitin is totally burned. Kalil lahaktara, right? It's all burned. It's all burned, right? There's no just kometz or anything, right? This is just like every other minchas kohen, right? If a Yisrael, if I bring a carbon mincha, then the kohen does kemitza and just burns what's under his three fingers, and then he's able to, it's kachi kachim, but he can use the rest of the flour to eat, to make something. But by a minchas kohen, it's all burned. Minchas kohen is all burned, right? That's a pasuk in Chumash, right? It's an isser daraisa, actually, right? The Moni HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the Chinuch, all count as separate Isser D'Araisa for a Minchas Kohen to be eaten. Right? It's an Isser D'Araisa. The Chinuch says in Kufla Medzayin, Shlo Lecha Minchas Kohen, Shenemar, V'chol Minchas Kohen, Kalil Tiyah, Lo Seyachel. Right? A Minchas Kohen is not allowed to be eaten. Interesting, Svar is why. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, there in Kufla Medzayin quotes the Tosfos al HaTorah. We have a number of collections of Tosfos al HaTorah. We have Asifas. There's a few about the Das HaKedim and Balei Tosfos. A few collections in some of the Mikros Gedolos they have them. So he quotes the Tosfos al HaTorah. He says, "Why does a Kohen's mincha have to be totally burned? Because if a Yisrael brings a Kohen mincha, he knows he's realizing he's giving something. Because I bring a mincha, I'm not having any of it, right? So some of it's burned, and some of it's going to the Kohen. So I can realize that's a carbon." But you're going to tell me a Kohen brings a mincha, and he takes a little bit, then he burns it on the Mizbech, and then he eats the rest of it. So it's basically his lunch. Right? It's basically not giving much. He's giving a little bit of the flour. So it's not going to feel like a korban. Right? He's going to just dig it a little bit. Yisrael brings a mincha. Maybe Isaron v'akomitz niktar v'ashirayim nechal nekohanim v'akonim yishochen gavoa kazachu. V'nim sakulo daron. It's all a present to Hashem. Avol shel kohen. Imaya ochel ashirayim. If the kohen would eat his carbon mincha, he's not giving anything. Ein zed doron. V'lo dami l'chatos v'ashamos shel kohanim. Aye, what about the chatos and the asham of a kohen? Right, that also, they eat part of it. Yeah, but there, some of it goes to the Mizbeach also. Tahasam ha'imurim niktarim v'ha'oros l'anshe mishmar. Right, so therefore, there's still a bunch of it that the Kohen doesn't get. But the Kohen Mincha, he'll get everything. So that's why Mincha's Kohen cannot be eaten. Ask the tour on the Chumash. I'm sorry, that was the, he says this, it's just the same thing as the Chatas. What about Chatas ha'of? Ask the Sfas Emes. Remember the Chatas Ha'of? Ein l'mizbeach el adama. What do you take with Chatas Ha'of? A Kohen, you squeeze the blood on the Mizbeach, and then you eat it. You can eat the bird. Right? So there, the Kohen gives nothing. If a Kohen brings a carbon Chatas Ha'of. So says the Sfas Emes, since a Chatas Ha'of for any type of sin always comes with an Olas Ha'of, so then there's definitely a Chelek L'Gavoa also. Right? What do you bring for a Nadav? It's two Olas Ha'ofs. But a Chatas, you never bring a Chatas Ha'of by itself. It's always brought with a Olas Ha'of, says the Chasvas Emes. So that's why there's always something that the Kohen is going to have to give. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Rabbi Babar, Ma'amol Boi, Michla Vashez Reb Shimon. It seems to be a steer in Reb Shimon Shita. Taman, that means an Ar Mishnah. Tamanu Amar Mishal Yarshim. An Ar Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that it's a Tnai Bezdin that it comes from the Tzibur, which means Mida Oraisa, it should come from the Yarshim. That's what our Mishnah is mashma, right? Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah says it's Tanai Bezdin that it comes from the Tzibur. Meaning without the Tanai Bezdin, it would come from the Yarshim. So, our Mishnah gives the impression that Midaraisa should come from the Yarshim. V'hacha hu amar, but here in the Braisa that we just quoted, he has a Pasuk that says Mishal Tzibur. Right? He has the Pasuk, Chak Olam, Imisha Briya Shalom. So stira, right? Is it daraisa from the tzibur or daraisa from the yarshim? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, v'lo yasu makshi. Right? Good question. Or others say, not a good question. Different shot, what that means. Asa Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the answer. Really, it's a couple of mida oraisa, dvar torahu shateheba minat tzibur. Really, mida oraisa, it comes from the tzibur, but hayisi omer yigvula, I might have said that you should have a special collection from the tzibur. You should have a special collection from the tzibur to be able to provide for these unusual cases where the Kohen Gadol dies. So that's what it means. Tnai bezdin means you don't have a special collection. Hiskinu shetei ba mi trumas alishka. Right? That maybe they made a takana that it comes from the trumas alishka. You don't need a separate collection. So that's how you put it together. It's vadai that it comes from the tzibur mi daraisa based on the pasuk of chak olam. You might have said based on that the brice that it's only a din derabanan. That you say that Kamashmalan, no. Midaraisa comes from the tzibur, and the only havamina was that you'd have a special collection. Kamashmalan, you don't have any special collection. Period. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Boy, following question. So we said that if the Kohen Gadol dies, so in the afternoon, the new Kohen Gadol has to bring a whole mincha. So now we're going to ask, there are things that go along with the flour, the oil and the lavona. Do you also have to bring a whole day's worth of oil and lavona? Or the special din is only by the whole flour. But the other things you could also still do half. That's the following questions. So Amar Biyochanan Boy, Mashlema Bishachris Vishlema Bein Arbayim. I'm sorry. Yeah. Do you say there's a hole in the morning? When you say, for, let's say you don't get a new Kohen Gadol for like a week. So do you always have to give a hole in the morning and a hole in the afternoon? Skip the next six words. O Shlema Shachris U Batela Bein Arbayim. Or when the Mishnah says you give a whole one, it's just once a day. Instead of the Kohen Gadol doing half and half, you give it once a day. So question number one, right? When it says whole, does it mean whole twice a day or whole once a day? Next, kad tehei pshitalei, and if you want to say that it means whole both times, so then what about shloshes lukin mahin? The Kohen Gadol usually brings three lug of oil, one and a half in the morning, one and a half in the afternoon. So shloshes lukin b'shachris, v'shloshes lukin b'arbayim, even if you had to bring two whole, so do you have to bring two full measures of lugin also? Three in the morning, three in the afternoon? Oh, lugu mechza b'shachas, lugu mechza ben arbayim. Maybe the special din of whole and whole is only by the flour. But by the oil, you'll still do half and half, like the normal amounts. Or, Amar Reb Chizkiya, of hadatsri chalei, this is also a question. Shnei kematzin mahein. According to the opinion, and again, it's a machlokas elsewhere, that usually each half isaron gets its own komets. You do a komets in the morning and a komets in the afternoon. So, shnei kmatzim b'shachris, shmei kmatzim ben arbayim. Since you're doing the holy saron both times, you do two kmitzes in the morning and two kmitzes in the afternoon. O komets echa b'shachris, o komets echa ben arbayim. So, which is, you have all these questions. Basically, the question is, when the Mishnah says, shlema, does that affect the oil? Does that affect the komitzes? Not the lavona. I just meant the komitzes. That is the question, and we'll have to answer this, Be'ez Hashem, next time.